We may distinguish two periods in the season of Advent, which we may characterize as first a remote preparation for Christmas and secondly a proximate preparation. And today we begin liturgically what we may term that proximate preparation for Christmas. And in the liturgy for this proximate preparation, namely for those few days immediately leading up to the great season, the great feast of Christmas, we see the picture of the historical circumstances whereby Christ came into the world. And the first thing that is painted into this picture is the genealogy of Jesus. Now, the Jews of the Old Testament considered such genealogies very important. These genealogies helped him to form a proper perspective of their identity, who they were and where they came from. Isn't that the case today for many who pursue this genealogical research? It's a very important field today. We have to need to know who we are and where we come from. In the ultimate analysis, we all are descendants of our first parents, Adam and Eve. We all belong to the human race, that is. And Christ, too, chose to become one of us. So he, too, is a descendant of Adam. This is what this genealogy tells us. He who is God chose to become man. And so there's a very important historical testimony that is given in this gospel account. And notice right off the bat, as we would and should expect, this historical testimony is Marian. The preparation for Christmas, this proximate preparation, is eminently Marian. And right off the bat, we see Our Lady entering the picture, giving her testimony. And I would venture to say that there is no greater historian ever than the Blessed Virgin Mary. Not simply a question of what she says, what facts she narrates, but the fact that her person gives eloquent testimony to what history is all about, what our history is about. Because it's one thing, let's say, to be trained in historical methods, say the modern historical methods, but what really makes one a top-notch historian is the ability to relate what actually happened with perfect accuracy. This is what makes a perfect historian. Being careful not to let one's own proper perspective get in the way of what really happened. And we know that this very often happens in the telling and retelling of history. In the case of this woman, there is no danger of this happening, for she merely points us to one who not only places himself in a specific time and place, but who is the author of history itself. And herein we see the special value of the testimony of this person, the mother of Jesus. She has an irreplaceable testimony to give to us, for she tells us that this man who is God is not a victim of certain circumstances, but he is the one in whom and through whom and by whom all history makes sense. He's the new head, that head of the recreation. So all these descendants of Adam enumerated, they are sons of Adam, but they point forward at the same time to this one by whom they can become true sons of God. And thus history is not simply, or we might say, memory is not simply a recounting of what has gone by, but it's also a certain anticipation. And here's where faith enters into the equation. This is precisely what Pope Francis talked about in his encyclical Lumen Fidei. Faith, namely, being a memory also of the future. God has given us certain promises, and we see the promise fulfilled in the coming of the Son of Mary. And because this promise is fulfilled in him, we know that God's promises in our regard are sure. Memory of the future. The testimony, the witness, is this woman. And that's why she must be at the forefront of our preparation for Christmas as well. If she is not, then Christmas and every other occasion becomes for us yet another blip, something that just happens to come along our path, but which we can not decipher its true meaning. That's the way life is for the vast majority, an aimless wandering without being able to tell, make sense of what is going on, without being able to make sense of themselves, who they are, where they come from, and where they are going. That they are not meant simply to be fallen children of our first parents, but recreated, redeemed children in Christ, and sons and daughters of the Father destined to rejoice in his presence forever. This is the destiny. This is what this historical testimony tells. This is what this person, this woman, tells us. And so we must place ourselves at her feet, pondering the mystery of this woman, not simply, as it were, imagining that we're in some sort of conversation, chat, but pondering the mystery of the person. And the more we understand this mystery, the more that we are brought into the center of this mystery, the more all the pieces of the puzzles amazingly start falling into place. And then our history becomes more than simply a series of disconnected events, but a journey, that journey of faith, that has a very specific destiny, a very specific endpoint, which, however, we must decide to embark upon. A destiny that God has intended for us, but that we must follow. And the one who will accompany us, take us there, guide us, teach us how to walk in the midst of difficulties, is the Mother of Jesus. Of whom is born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Let us beg our Blessed Lady, taking her into our hearts, begging her for the grace to know our true identity and reach our true end. Praise be Jesus and Mary.